W8 EAP test.
KBA, that's up, said.
Man.
Monday.
Are things broken, or you just got to go inspect other people's work?
No, I took today off to do some work here at the house. My son's on his way over, and we've got some heavy lifting to do, so... Just looking to get started on that here.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I got to send an email over to the KJO. He told me, you don't need to spend that kind of money on a Pi-Star node. You know, I don't know if you heard me chit-chatting with him on that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's kind of a racket. I mean, how they're taking advantage of some of these people for a little Pi-Star.
Well, I didn't hear what he decided on. I talked briefly with him about the choices. You know, the Shark RF open spot is going to set you back some bucks, right? But it is a very, very refined and well-done package. Everything about it, from the software, the interface, the way it operates, the fact that it's got, you know, hardware coding and everything. It really sets a bar. But it's expensive, right? If you're going to spend some bucks, that's the way to do it, in my opinion. But if you're not, if you're going to go Pi-Star, yeah, you can put something together for $100 or less, right? So if you're not going to go, you know, all the way to like a Shark RF, then I say just get on Alibaba and get yourself a Zum Spot or whatever they call them. I have an original Zum Spot before the Chinese stole the idea and started cloning them. But whatever they call the Jumbo Spot, is that what they call it?
Yeah, now they call it MVVDMM or something like multi-digital voice modem or something of that nature. And it actually, that's what I have. I got the duplex one and the simplex one, and you just get the original Pi-Star and, you know, drop it on the GPIO bins. And, you know, and then when Chip came out with that software, of course, this is the world returning to Wally, of course, but then when Chip came out with that software, that WPSD software, that program's just amazing. I mean, that really, really does a nice job. And I was kind of happy with that one. So, you know, my personal thing is I'm happy with that. And then if you just want something to carry around at work, that little Zoom spot works okay. And you use that BlueDV software, works okay. But it's really, really portable, and, you know, it's very limited. It can only do one thing at a time. So I guess it just depends. But, yeah, you're right. You know, $100 and you're in. And then, of course, you can tune it, you know, anywhere you want. You know, so, like, let's say that it's off. It has where you can tune the exact, you know, that CHP has, and so does the Pi-Star, where you can, or not the Pi-Star, the BlueDV, where you can tune it to whatever is hitting it. So, you know, so you can get the error rate down to near zero and then just set it and forget it. So I think they know the radio's not that accurate, but at least they put the stuff in it to compensate for it.
Yep, no, it's a good way to go, and with that new Chipster software, the newer software over Pi-Star, it's a nice interface. But I've got a first generation Shark RF open spot here that gives you the Shark RF experience. You know, it doesn't have all the features of the later ones, you know, in the form factor. It's this square blue cube, and it does require a network, you know, a physical network connection. So it'd be good for somebody who wanted to experiment with one, a Shark RF unit at home, or if they, you know, but it doesn't have Wi-Fi, which is always, with the first generation one, it was always like, what were they thinking? But I got one of those that probably go pretty cheap, and give somebody, you know, somebody wants one for home that wants the Shark RF experience.
What do you want for it? Because I got to send him an email. I found him on QRZ. I got to send him an email. I'll put his value in it for you. What do you want?
I know what they're going for and figure out what half that would be. I'll do a search and see. Can't imagine it's a whole lot. It'd probably be less than putting together one. You know, the thing is that no Wi-Fi. So it's very important to, you know, to make sure people understand, you know, that if you want to take this one mobile, I think there's even a little Wi-Fi router thingy that he has with it so that you can actually plug it into that, and then that'll get the Wi-Fi connection. So might be able to put the whole package together for portability. It just becomes cumbersome then, you know. Now you've got two units you got to power up and a cable, you know, and all that stuff, you know. But all right, let me figure that out. I'll do that ASAP and let you know. But it would be a good way to go if somebody, you know, wasn't looking for portability.
Yeah, well, he's having some significant surgery done, and he said he's going to be homebound for a month or so. And I think, he's near our age, and I think he's looking for something to have the HF experience, which you can't get with one of those. So I think, personally, my best guess is this would be a great choice for him if he's stuck at home anyway. And that way he can have the experience and, you know, hook up to some of the reflectors and stuff. Dave taught me some few things about the reflector, and he's got the Who Cares network working remarkably well on a digital reflector. I mean, like, so well you can recognize everybody's voices, whereas before you couldn't. So, you know, things like that. So, but that's what I think he's looking for, like the HF experience. And I played with it a little bit last night, Worldwide 9-1 or 9 or whatever the heck it was. And it's fun, you know, it's really fun. And don't key the mic up, because you'll get people from all across the world calling you because they want to talk to you. It's a mini, which, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but maybe if anybody else is listening, it's a mini HF experience, I think.
Well, when you say HF experience, I'm a little confused. You mean the fact that you can work distant contacts? Because I'm confused when you say HF experience.
Yeah, like this morning was Ukraine, China, and something else, you know. They all wanted to, you know, because I keep the mic, and they all wanted to talk back, you know, NKPC from, you know, KC or whatever the heck it was, UVNI, you know. So it was, by that, I mean, yeah, you can talk across the world on, you know, Talk Group 91, it's similar to like HF, everybody wants to talk across the world. Of course, that's a real radio experience. This is still internet in my mind, but it gives you that experience.
Okay, right. That's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to be sure I understood. I wanted to make sure that, you know, somebody didn't have like an HF gateway or something you were going to. But I get it. And yeah, you know, I used to talk. Every day on my drive into work, I would talk to my friend Ernest in Australia, I actually made a few friends in Australia that we were actually working. You know, that's where I first got on Telegram. It was Ernest. He's a very security conscious IT guy in Sydney, and he worked for that, and he's got relatives in the Philippines, and you know, he does a lot of work for the governments and that. And he was the one that recommended Telegram for some reason. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to know what he was talking about, but it was the only platform he'd use. And so I've been on Telegram for years now because of Ernest. And but we'd talk on, I used to get them stuff and send it over there. You know, like I remember when they couldn't get Raspberry Pis, I'd run down to Micro Center and get them, and then I'd ship them over to them. I don't know if I was breaking any international laws or not, but I would ship Raspberry Pis over to him. And I remember one time one of the guys over there was like, he wanted me to pick him up a APX 8000, and it was loaded with everything. And I says, you know, wait a minute. And I went and checked. Yeah, sure enough, it had full encryption. And I said, dude, I can't. That's a serious crime. And oh, man, you know, yeah, no.
I don't think I would have went that far. I'm with you. Maybe a cheap EMR or something, or any tone or something else like that. But, yeah, that would not be a good situation because you and I both know if you're smart enough and you have it in front of you, like the Chinese have proven, anything can be reverse engineered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they're very serious about encryption. Don't get caught shipping that stuff to or fro international borders. It's they take that very seriously. You don't want to get caught monkeying with that conundrum. Anyhow, I'm looking it up now. I'm thinking it's, you know, just my initial thought is like $50, but I got to make sure that is right. Could be high, could be low. I don't know, but that's my initial thought. I'm trying to find anything to solidify that thought for me.
Yeah, I told him I'd help him out a little bit too, and I think you'd help him out a little bit too. So, yeah, I understand. Okay, I don't know what procedure he's having, none of my business, but you're stuck at home. It's definitely something. It'll burn a few hours.
All right, well, I've got some stuff I've got to do. I got to make a run somewhere and try to get that in before my son gets here, and then we're going to be tied up for several hours trying to destroy something. And I will get on that though at some point. Try to formulate it. I'll first of all see what all we've got. See if it's got everything. Make sure it's ready to go, and then figure out what a fair and reasonable price would be. Whatever I determine, it'll be you know, if this is something you want, the price will be right for sure.
Okay. I usually find him on DMR, so when you do, let me know. He travels all over, and he always travels in the MI5 network, I'll find him there, and after you get a number, maybe just hook you two guys up. So, chat later. NHKPP, enjoy the day. I'm going golfing this afternoon for my bachelor party.
back out the naked lady tees. All right, catch you later. And we'll talk to you in a bit. WNFU.
Yeah, after the first one 30 years ago, I don't ever want to go through that again, so I'll talk to you later.
WHBX.
W8NSC Mobile.
KK7CU from W8EAP.
KK7CU.
Roger. Where are you at now? Stuck in traffic?
No, yeah, the traffic isn't so, about 18 mile road, so I'm Crest Lincoln Mercury, so it's probably coming up on 16 mile.
Hey Mark, you still out there?
I'm still out here. KK7CU.
Roger. Okay, still sounding good. Yeah, I had people walking up to my bench talking to me, so sorry to leave you there for a few minutes, but yeah. Give me a shout again when you get up past Romeo on the Romeo machine.
We're trying to switch over to it. I live about 23 miles. It's probably close enough I can start picking up that machine.
Yeah, that one doesn't have the transmit range of the one in Warren. The power's really low on it. I forgot what the story was, but I guess the power's, like, pretty low on that one. But, like I was telling you, they're linked together, so I can hear you. And you should be able to hear, well, either on the same frequency. But, anywho, yeah, give it a try and see how far it can go. Should make it up there 10 miles north.
KK7CU, monitoring Romeo repeater.
WB80.
KK7CU, W8EAP, still out there?
Yeah, lot to your, I'm like in the Romeo machine, KK7TN.
Sound good on this end.
Alright, I'm north of Alma, so I'm approaching the turnoff for Dryden. KK7TN.
Yeah, you still sound like you're pretty strong in the system there. Maybe just a hair of background bacon, but not much at all. I'd say you're in there solid.
Well, it looks like between those two repeaters, that covers me all the way home. So, that covers you along that side of it.
KF8ATEW8HBX.
What station are you calling?
KF8ATE, this is W8HBX.
Hey, sorry about that. This is KF8ATC. It sounded familiar. I'm in the mobile here. Sorry about that. We're back listening.
That's okay. That's quite a coincidence to be that similar. But you have a good day. This is W8HBX.
You also. 73s, have a good day. KF8ATC, clear.
K8RUH, mobile.
N1KRD.
Hello, this is Juliet Quebec 3, Alpha Alpha Lima, JQ3, AAL, calling CQ and standing by. Over. Hello, this is JQ3, AAL, calling CQ and standing by. Over. CQ, CQ, JQ3, Alpha Alpha Lima, calling me and standing by. Over.
Station calling, your audio is extremely low. I can't make out what you're saying, and I highly doubt many others can. So you might want to check out your situation and give it a try after that. W8FU.
Hello, this is Juliet, Quebec 3, Alpha Alpha Lima. JQ3AAL calling through Echolink to K8FBI repeater. Any stations waiting for your contact and standing by. Over. Hello, CQ. This is Juliet, Quebec 3, Alpha, Alpha, Lima. JQ3AAL calling through Echolink. Any stations waiting for your contact and standing by. Over. Hello, JQ3AAL calling CQ and standing by. Over.
N1KRD.